Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Midos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Ubekeren Maravis Deromis, in the southwest corner of the altar, Hayu Shnei Nekavim, there were two holes, Kamid Shnei Chatamim Dakin, like two thin nostrils, Shehadamim Hanitanim Al Yisod Maravi V'Al Yisod Deromi, so that the blood that was placed on the west and on the south sides of the altar, Yordin Behen, would go down through these holes, Umis Arvin Ba'ama, and they would mix in a canal, V'Yotzin Lenachal Kidron, and it would go out from there to the Kidron Valley. Bart Nuro, Shehadamim Hanisanim Al Yisod Maravi, so the blood that was put on the western side, Kagon Shiari Hadam Shalchatas Hapnimios, like the remaining blood from Achatas that was offered inside. Shalacha Kol Hamatanos Hayashofech Shiari Hadam Al Yisod Maravi. So after sprinkling the blood, the rest of the blood was poured out on the western side of the Yisod, of the base of the altar. By Yisod Durami, and on the south side of the Yisod, Shiari Hadam Shalchitsonios. That would be the remaining blood from sacrifices that were offered outside. Yordin, they would go down, Derech Osan Nekavin, by way of these holes, Umas Arvin Va'amas Hamayim Sheba Azara, and it would mix in a channel of water that was in the courtyard. Umisham Yotzin Lenachal Kidron, and from there it would go out to the Kidron Valley. Ubaliganos Hayu Konen Osan Min HaGizborin, Lezevel Behen Es HaKarka. And the farmers out there, the gardeners, would buy this from the temple treasurers for use as fertilizer. Mishnah Gimel. Lamata Beritzpa, Ba'oso HaKeren, lower on the floor of that corner, Makom Hayusham Ama Al Ama. There was a space 1 cubit by 1 cubit. V'tavla Shel Shayis, and there was a marble slab there. V'tabas Hayisa Kavuaba, and there was a ring fixed in that slab. So in other words, it was a trap door. They would grab the ring and pull up that slab, and there would be a passageway there. Shebo Yardin Lashis, and that's how they would go down into the pit. Umenakin Oso, and they would clean it. The Kevish Hayil Adromo Shel Mizbeach, and there was a ramp on the south side of the altar. Shloshim Ushtayim Al Rochav Shesh Esrei, so it was 32 cubits long by 16 cubits wide. Uravuva Hayasalo Bemaravo, and there was a cubby hole on the west side of this ramp. Shesham Hayunosnin Psule Chatas Ha'of, and that's where they would put disqualified bird sin offerings. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. So there was a slab Ba'oso HaKeren in that corner. Shomaravis Deromis, the southwest corner, as we had discussed in the previous Mishnah. Shebo Yordin Lashis, that's how they would go down to the pit. What's the pit? L'chalol Shetachas HaMizbeach, it's an empty space under the altar. Keneged Makom HaNesachin, and that was corresponding to the place where they would pour the libations. So they would go down in there, and every so often it would need to be cleaned. Skipping a bit. Shloshim Ushtayim, the ramp was 32 cubits. Orcho Haya Nasun Midarum Litzafon, so its length ran north and south. Rachavo Mimizrach Lamarav Shesh Esrei Ama, and its width from east to west was 16 amos. Skipping a bit more, in the ramp of the altar there was a cubby hole, and that's where they would nosen psule chatas ha'of. That's where they would put the disqualified bird offerings. Shiyu sham achivoli de nosar. They would leave them there until they would be nosar, so they would be too old to be considered sacrificial anymore. Ra'akar chach yetu lebeis hasreifa. And that's when they would then bring them out to the place where they would be burned. All right, that is Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.